In South Florida, where a lot of would-be baseball players land first when they chart their course for the major leagues, when they land from places like the Dominican Republic, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, South Florida is in the midst of its own baseball scandal. The public forked over hundreds of millions of dollars to build a stadium in the Little Cuba district of Miami, which freed up cash to buy up some big free agent players and a big-time coach who on nearly his first day made comments that insulted every Cuban in Miami. He's been fired. Now the Marlins have unloaded their star players, downsized their payroll, and the fans will just have to wonder, here we go again. This is a team with a reputation for getting perks from the community, winning championships, and then selling the whole lot and pocketing the cash from powerless and frustrated baseball fans. On the line with us is Phil Latzman, senior anchor and host with our affiliate station WLRN in South Florida. Phil, what's going on down there?
Well, John, we can't get voting or baseball right here in South Florida, apparently. It's the Marlins have made a major trade. They have shed $163 million in payroll, dumping many of their top players, star shortstop Jose Reyes, ace pitcher Josh Johnson, along with another starter, Mark Burley, plus outfielder Emilio Bonifacio, and a catcher named John Buck. Now, they spent $200 million last year to improve the team, anticipating their move into this new Little Havana baseball stadium in Miami. You mentioned it cost $515 million. It is a state-of-the-art stadium. It was mostly paid for by taxpayer funds, and this is resort taxes, taxes that you would pay if you came and stay in a hotel in Miami-Dade County. A lot of people are miffed. They did not have good attendance in their first year in that new ballpark, and now it looks like they're holding another fire sale, which is reminiscent of what happened over the years after they've won championships. They've had the excuse of playing in a football stadium. Now they're actually playing in a baseball stadium, and many people are just stomping mad about what's going on with this franchise.
Let's just, for people who maybe aren't as obsessive baseball fans as you and I, let's put this in perspective. Let's just say Elvis is alive, right? And
yeah.
And there's an Elvis tour in 2012, right? And at the last minute, everyone's bought the tickets. They decide, you know what? We're going to have Elvis impersonators do the tour instead. You're just stuck with it. That's what they've done down there?
Well, in effect, you know, what's funny is that this is the time of the year where they're sending out their season ticket renewals to fans. And I've already heard from several fans and friends, you know, it's hard to separate this as a fan and as a broadcaster, but I've heard from several people who have said, you know, how could they do this now? I was just filling out my form to look into getting season tickets for the next year, and they're breaking up the team. It's just incredible. And you know, 3 years ago, they voted, Miami-Dade County voted to give them this taxpayer money, and now they're bailing out. It's just, a scandal is a word you could use, but it's just, it's appalling, I think, to any fan down here to have to go through this again.
And it's a bigger fiscal issue before we go, in the sense that those Miami-Dade taxpayers are on the hook for more than $2 billion in debt to build that stadium, no matter what.
That's the debt service on the stadium, and Miami-Dade taxpayers might be stretching it because it is resort taxes. People come in from out of town. If you come stay in a hotel, you'd pay for it. But that is the debt service on this stadium, and it's backloaded, too. So people are wondering, is this all worth it? Is this a franchise that's really committed to South Florida, and is it a baseball town? That's a question we've been asking for a very long time here,
too. So I'm coming down there on Thursday. I'm going to check into a hotel and help you pay your baseball bills, Phil. Is that right?
That is correct, John, and thank you very much.
I'll see you. Be broadcasting from South Florida at WLRN on Friday. Phil Latzman, senior anchor and host with our affiliate station WLRN in South Florida. From the power of sports czars to the life of a political one, Joseph Kennedy, patriarch of the 20th century's most far-reaching political family, a titan of industry, an ambassador, and a demanding dad. Coming up. You ain't no friend of mine.